Plug and about six others were dancing a hornpipe around the fire, singing aloud.
Oh, plunder by thunder, ain't nothing nice as plunder. A booty, me beauty, and loads of loot and loot. There's treasure by treasure, you can count it at your leisure. All those that say the throne in graves will trade them off as slaves. Freebooters with looters, they stone and arrow shooters. They sigh now and cry now, oh mercy, woe is me. With cutlass and spears, we'll carve our tails and ears. And with full sacks upon our backs, we deal our blows and whacks.
The silver fox got so carried away at one point that he pulled off his tail and whirled it above his head. Slitfang's ugly head showed over the ditch bank. He stared up at the seemingly empty wall top.
Come on, buckos, over you go!
The abbot saw Blad scramble out onto the path, grinning wickedly as he blew on the smouldering rope end. Sagax looked down. Criculus was standing on the lower wall steps and waving wildly as he nodded his head. Skipper, Chirk, Kruver and Shog mounted the battlements as Formal and his crew shouldered the poles, lifting the hot cauldron of honeyed oatmeal off the ground. Leaning over, Triss could see the freebooters scurrying in pairs across the path, carrying dried brush, oil and tar. The four sturdy otters at her side leaned down and grabbed the poles, heaving the cauldron off the moles, then straightened up, lifting the cauldron above the wall tops. Crouching down close to the gate, the sea rat called Ripper splashed vegetable oil on the timbers. He started with shock as a cry rang out from behind a lower hinge.
Yowt! There's oil in my eye!
In the split second that followed, Skipper roared out loud and clear.
Brackets coming over, scum!
The four otters twisted the poles to turn the mixture over the wall, but the poles snapped and the lot fell, cauldron and all. Criculus leaped back as hot oatmeal flooded under the gate.
Malvin, are you all right, friend?
The wood mouse was mopping her eye on an apron corner.
No damage, just some vegetable oil in my eye.
With his head ringing from the agonised screams outside the gates of his abbey, the father abbot helped Malbon into the gatehouse and bathed her eye.
A dreadful solution, Malbon. Listen to those wretched beasts.
Criculus entered, wiping oatmeal from the hem of his robe.
Aye, father, but the vermin could have saved themselves all that injury and agony by leaving Redwall in peace.
Slitfang rolled in the ditch bottom where there was a lining of stale water and mud. The freebooter weasel screwed his face up, whimpering from the pain of the scalding honeyed oatmeal that had flooded over his back. Ripper and a sea rat named Blear fell in on top of him, avoiding a lively salvo of slingstones from the wall top. Slitfang booted them aside and staggered from the ditch. Reeling from side to side, he headed in the direction of the fire on the flatlands.
This ends Disc 8.